On graduation day, senior Nikayla Kulu sat outside the Arsenal Tech Auditorium where her classmates were practicing commencement. 3 years ago, she passed the required Algebra 1 end-of-course exam, but since 10th grade, struggled to pass the equivalent English exam to earn a diploma. Without passing that test, Kulu, who has a two-month-old daughter, had few options: be denied a high school diploma or hit the books. Unlike the 1,000 or so IPS students in past years who got waivers, that option wasn't likely.
I passed my ACA math, but my English I didn't because I fall asleep when I do computer tests. So I had to focus on the main point of the story. You can't just, you read and you forget. You have to remember what you read.
Granting graduation waivers to students who did not pass basic math and English exams was once the norm at IPS and other schools across the state. In 2013, lawmakers clamped down on the waivers by revamping remediation policies and stopping students who use a waiver from receiving state financial aid for college. IPS Director of Student Services, Deborah Lesser, oversees the effort to cut most waivers at the district. Yet doing so, she says, can be like walking a fine line.
Do you look at it as you just want every student to get their diploma because that's important and we know that that's an important step for them in employment and those kinds of things? Or do you hold the bar and the expectation to make sure when those students get out of high school that they are prepared for the next steps?
Lesser says teachers review student test scores to pinpoint gaps and talk with them about anxiety or other reasons why they might not be doing well on tests.
Put that all together and really look at each child to see, what do we need to do? What's the recipe going to be for this student? You can't do it on it. There's no fix-all. You just have to really work with them one-on-one.
Teachers like Edith Pretty Sinclair tutor students after school, sometimes without additional pay, to prepare them to retake the 10th grade English end-of-course exam. She says many factors make it difficult for some students to pass the tests, such as not having regular access to computers.
A lot of the exam is not culturally relevant to our kids. You have to remember that some students living in a different place, if you talk to them about certain things, they know. But then, depending on home environment for our kids, they may look at it a different way.
The growth of immigrant students in the Indianapolis area is also straining districts trying to reduce their waivers.
So when we get refugee students that come to us with little or no English background that are entering our secondary schools, say 7th grade through 12th grade, it really is a challenge for us to get them to sort of get over that bar of that English 10 exam.
That's Perry Township Schools Assistant Superintendent Robert Bohannon. Since 2001, more than 2,000 refugees have enrolled in Perry Township schools. Most are Chin, a Burmese ethnic minority. In the past few years, graduation waivers at Perry have been at about 15% or higher. That was the highest rate among Indy area public schools last year. Bohannon says remediation programs and early intervention have led to reducing waivers for general and special education students. Back at Arsenal Tech, Kulu is thinking about collecting the diploma she earned without a waiver. Last fall, she spent 4 days a week after school working with Pretty Sinclair before taking the English ECA exam. Kulu learned strategies to answer questions about passages she had just read, an area she had struggled with before.
It just now hit me that I'm graduating, but when I sat in that chair, I looked up. I'm like, yes, I'm ready. Across the stage. I'm graduating. I put my sweat into this. I deserve this.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Eric Weddle.